Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Eric Grant. Eric Grant has a company that is involved in content creation. Now, for us, you know, in the advertising and marketing world that we've been in for decades, we kind of get that. But this is really different because he specializes in so many different things that businesses, you, might very well be interested in. And his clients range from mega corporations to, well, mom and pop kind of companies. Eric, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about the Grant Company. What is it that you folks do? I've kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit.
Sure.
But I think this is important.
Yeah, our team is made up primarily of people who really enjoy stories and creating stories. And you know, when you're in business, you want to play to your strengths. And our strengths is in storytelling, and we call it content creation. And that can be many different things: photography, video, television, radio, articles, you know, a social media graphic. But that's the area that we've specialized in. And you know, as we all know, the media environment continues to change. And we believe that brands that are best at telling stories about their products or their experiences with their brands are the ones that have the best chance of being survivors.
It is always about the story. It is always about the story. And, you know, I often visit with companies who are concerned about their brand image and those types of things. And I always tell them, you know, it's not so much you creating your brand as what your consumer creates the brand, because how you present yourself or how you present your story or how you are good or bad when it comes to customer relations, that is really what ends up to be your brand. Mm-hmm. And so if you got a lousy brand out there and you don't know it, you got to find a way to fix that. And through storytelling, I think you can build on emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, emotions always do much better than fact.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I would say in 2020, during COVID, when everybody was locked down, yes, and spending time, you know, on their phones, cruising social media, there was a really big shift. I think it accelerated the shift that we were seeing in advertising and promotions. And all of a sudden, we saw it in our business. We jumped from, I think, 6 or 7 employees to a dozen or so in a year, because all of these companies that were spending money in traditional ways, trade shows, events, conventions.
They all of a sudden weren't doing that.
They couldn't do it.
Right.
And so they needed a way to reach their content. So they would call us, and we'd go out with the camera and spend a day or two at their farm or ranch or at their business, capturing videotape, good interviews, and building stories that they could then put out there into the world to remind people they were still around.
When we talk about storytelling, and you can do it in many different ways, we're doing it in a podcast form or a radio form, and mm-hmm, you can tell stories visually, which I tend to really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I can create a story out of a visual faster than I can, you know, sitting and talking with somebody. I think it's remarkable when a company like yours is able to capitalize on what your clients don't see. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sometimes what really matters? I mean, they are so involved in doing business, or the business of the business, that they can't step back and see what their story is.
Yeah, and I think the most effective way of telling a company's story actually is to not tell it from the company standpoint,
right,
to tell it from the customer standpoint. And it has much more credibility and resonance with audiences. Companies, it's interesting, you know, companies that get too hung up on wanting to message their message, you can see the audience dial out. But if you have somebody, you know, we deal in farms and ranches and dairies and, you know, all across the country primarily. But the second we get too too locked in on promoting a product or a company or something like that, they, you know, the audience drifts away from mm-hmm. us. But if you can kind of couch those ideas into a good story, you have a much greater chance of holding their attention for a longer period of time.
What works best for you guys? I mean, you're doing it in multimedias. What seems to work the best?
I think you have to be in, that's the challenge, is that you have to be in all these different areas, you know. You have to be effective at print. You have to be effective at social media. You have to be effective at video. All those various areas, it's never one over the other. It's being effective in one area. And I think one area where we've really tried to be efficient is that for our clients, is that we don't create things like we used to. You know, a company used to call and say, hey, we need a video. And we go out and shoot a video. But we don't do that. We go out with the idea of shooting as many photos as we possibly can, as many interviews as we possibly can, and getting as much footage as we possibly can, so that we may not use it all in that first 90-second video, but we have raw material down the road that we can use to deploy later in different ways.
And it also educates you about that business.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. So you're able to better tell that story because you have a better understanding about the business.
Yep.
I want to ask you a question. I'm not going to put my 2 cents worth into this because I think I know what you're going to say. When somebody has a website and you go to the About Us page, what's the death knell to that?
The death knells of the About Us?
Yeah.
I think it goes back a little bit to, you know, you got to stop making it about yourself.
You're
and
right.
Start making it about your customers.
And if it gets too long or too wordy?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, come on.
It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yeah, and in some ways, we're kind of operating in a post-website world. I mean, you still got to have one out there, but it's all about what you're putting out in social media and not being too intrusive, but having it out there in front of folks so they can see it and remember you.
On the social media side, we've gone through some real gyrations with regard to Twitter and X and you know, all of the stuff that's going on. And not too very long ago, the big companies, Meta and others, were in front of Congress talking about child safety, of all things. Mm-hmm. Where do you think this goes, Eric?
That's a great question. I think the thing that we learned, that I learned in my own career, and I'm an old, you know, magazine writer and editor, and if you're too overly committed to one area, you can get yourself in trouble. And I think we saw the limitations in some regards of social media during COVID. In the post-COVID world, there was some censorship of some postings and things. I know, you know, but so you're always a little bit vulnerable to somebody sitting out in Silicon Valley. So I think you've got to be in different areas, and you got to know those different areas, and you got to be looking at different areas too to reach people. But you can't just commit yourself to YouTube. You can't just commit yourself to Facebook or whatever, or just to your website. You got to have a lot. You got to hedge your bets.
Be in everything.
Yeah.
So recently, within the past year, Threads has come along, and which is kind of an exciting look at, they've doubled the number of characters that you can utilize. They've made it pretty easy to put in multiple photographs and things. It was a quick adopter. Many of us are early adopters of things like this. Mm-hmm. When you're faced with a new technology, Threads, which is not really a new technology, it's kind of the same thing as Twitter was, do you have a starting point for your clients? Do this and then this and then this, so it's not so overwhelming?
The biggest thing, in my opinion, is having the raw assets, and that's the footage, the images, and the words that you get from the interviews. And that the challenge that I see is that people, if you don't have the right photo to say what you want to say, it's an eternity. You're done. So you have to concentrate on the front end of getting the things that you need so that you can continue to be consistently messaging in front of people over a long period of time.
You said something earlier about video, and you indicated Well, we do a lot of video, and we may not use all of that roll or all the B-roll or whatever we've created for that 90-second bit.
Yep.
I think I'm a fan of yours already, but when you said 90 seconds, that's about a lifetime for a consumer.
It is.
Give it to me and give it to me now, right?
Yep. Yeah, if you don't grab them, they roll right on by. And so, you know, when we're out interviewing a client or a customer of a client, you know, we do a fairly comprehensive job of capturing as many possible sound bites as we possibly can. And that, it may not wind up as a video. We get all this stuff transcribed, and we write short articles, we social media graphics, all those kinds of things. But the power of having the assets in place and going into a shoot with that in mind saves everybody money down the road.
Here's another aspect to this whole world of website and web development. I've watched the transition from lots of words on pages to lots of images on pages. Very short bits about what that image is or the backstory of what that image is, but really image-centric. Is that where we're headed for this?
Simplification, definitely. I think in some respects we've kind of ruined the internet, you know. You just feel like you're under attack.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Ads chasing you around, and you know, you get off your phone and you're kind of tired, you know, because you can hardly navigate news websites without clicking on an ad, you know, accidentally. So I think the experience of people using the internet is not that great in a lot of respects. Mm. So we have to be cognizant of that. We have to make sure that what we're putting out there is, you know, authentic. Authenticity sells. People react to it. People know authenticity. They know when things are staged and when they're not, you know. And if you have a good photographer or a good videographer, you can capture settings in a really authentic way that does draw people in because they're so bombarded with stuff that's not.
Eric Grant is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is with the Grant Company, and they are content creators. If you were to, you said you do farms and ranches and dairies and things, but you also do other types of businesses, yes?
Yeah. Well, one of our bigger clients is a financial management company. That's been great, really, really interesting. So we've broken out of the ag world a little bit. It's given a little bit of a diversification. We've gone a little bit into the art world some. Started creating documentaries about artists and things around the country, and I think has really an interesting upside for us. So we're kind of trying to do what we're trailing our clients to do, which is kind of own the things that you're creating, and that's where the value can be created.
What's next for your company, do you think?
I think we're looking at the kind of the short form documentary world. We like that. We like to play in that world. We've done a couple of documentaries about the Civil War. As I mentioned, we're doing an ongoing series about artists around the country. And again, you know, when we go out to shoot these things, it's not done in a vacuum. We're also thinking about potentially creating a magazine around it, a website around it, all those kinds of things. And it just takes time, as you know, but that's where we're headed. We're really excited about the art documentary world. I think that's going to be a unique niche for us.
When it comes to documentaries, Eric, you have to have them right because history could prove you wrong.
Yep.
So you have to do a lot of research on the front end.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny. You know, you talk about social media. There's a historian, veteran individual has a YouTube channel who is really, really good at historical research. And I reached out to him and I said, hey, what if we work together to create these documentaries about the Civil War? And we started work with him in March. And he brings that gravitas that we needed. I enjoy history, but I'm not an expert in history, but he is, and he actually narrates the shows, and that's been fun. But yeah, you're exactly right. You get something wrong, and your credibility pretty quick.
It would. Yeah. It would. Our guest has been Eric Grant, ladies and gentlemen. He has a creative company that does work for all kinds of folks. Final question for you. I sort of asked this earlier, but what are you looking for when it comes to building new clients for the Grant Company?
We've gotten to the point where we're more and more selective about our clients. We want people that, number one, appreciate what we do, but we want to appreciate what they do too. And we really enjoy working with family-owned businesses. And that seems to be kind of our sweet spot. There's a lot of family-owned business. It's amazing how many families have been in business and how many there are out there. But we're becoming more and more careful about that. We like to create, and we don't like dealing with bureaucracy, you know. And the clock's ticking. We want to work. We want to create great stuff for our clients and have fun doing it.
Yeah. And it is always a real pleasure when you get, and family corporations have such great stories that they kind of take for granted.
Yep,
and,
totally.
But wow, when you peel back the onion and you have this monster company that makes whatever self-weasel winding torque inducer there is, and they own the brand, and then when you start peeling back the onion and say, well, where did this start? Oh, my great-grandfather had a machine shed behind it. And you go, what a great story.
Yeah, it's multi-generational, and that's the kind of companies this country needs to be protecting and growing.
His name is Eric Grant, and we've been talking about his business, The Grant Company. Eric, thanks so much for spending time with us. I really do appreciate it.
Appreciate it very much.
That, once again, is the voice of Eric Grant from The Grant Company. And yes, we will have links to his business up on the radio blog. And that is a wrap for this edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Eric Grant, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.